Welcome to Luther for the Busy Man, the 17th week after the Sunday of Trinity, Wednesday. Our scripture reading is 1 Corinthians chapter 13. If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. If I give away all I have, and if I deliver up my body to be burned but have not love, I gain nothing. Love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. As for prophecies, they will pass away. As for tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when the perfect comes, the partial will pass away. When I was a child, I spoke like a child. I thought like a child. I responded like a child. When I became a man, I gave up childish ways. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I have been fully known. So now faith, hope, and love abide, these three, but the greatest of these is love. Our scripture lesson comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 7. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. We should slant our laws in such a way that they always bring about the necessity of love. When they are of service and useful to our neighbor, we must keep them. When they are harmful, we are to let them go. Take a rather crude example. Supposing a house father had the rule that in his house, fish, meat, wine, and beer must be eaten and drunk as it is available and procurable. And supposing that one of his servants became sick and could no longer drink beer or wine or eat meat or fish, but the house father was not prepared to allow him any change of diet, saying, "You know what the rule is, it's that or nothing else." What would you think of such a house father? He should be put on a permanent diet of hellebore to purge his brains. If he had any sense at all, he would simply say, "It is quite true that today, according to my rule or ordinance, we should be eating meat or fish. But because this food does not agree with you, eat what you like." David illustrates this point when he ate the bread of the presence, which it was not lawful for him to eat, nor for those who were with him, but only for the priests. Neither David nor his servants were consecrated. Did he and his servants sin then in eating the consecrated bread, which only the priests were permitted to eat? God's command was quite clear. David did not sin here. Why? Because the higher law, the law of love, compelled him to act in this way. In a Christian context, all laws must be slanted or bent according to the love of one's neighbor. When necessity demands it, love knows no laws. Let us pray. O God, our Heavenly Father, pour out your love into our hearts in such a manner that it always flows over into our lives in fervent love for one another in and through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Visit ambassadorpublications.org to purchase the print edition of the Luther for the Busy Man devotion and browse hundreds of resources for your family and congregation. This podcast is produced by the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary in Plymouth, Minnesota. Check out our upcoming Spotlight Conference, October 10th and 11th. Messages from Keith Farron and Matt Whitman will encourage students and guests to trust and enjoy Scripture. Register for free at flbc.edu/events.